Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to address our Kansas dairy industry and encourage them to consider the biosecurity practices on their farm. You know, in the last several weeks, we've talked several times about HPAI and the virus that is spreading through dairy cattle across the United States. And as we learn more about this virus and how it spreads, we're finding out that there may be many different carriers of this virus onto our dairies. So today, I'd just like to cover a few things with our dairy producers concerning some things that you can do to enhance your biosecurity on your own individual dairy farms. Number one, we do know that it is spread by wild birds, and we're finding out that other species of wildlife can also carry it as well. So you need to minimize the access of wild birds to your cattle and the environment that your animals live in. Next thing we need to consider is the movement of animals and their transport. On our own farm, you need to consider what you're doing with colostrum and raw milk. If you're feeding this to calves, it should be pasteurized before feeding. If you have animals that leave the farm, standard procedure for bringing them back on would be to isolate them for 30 days to make sure that they do not develop symptoms of HPAI. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension encouraging our dairy farms to consider the biosecurity controls on their farm to improve those practices so that we might help prevent the spread of HPAI within our dairy herds.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.